I'm Adam El-Rashidi, back with more of Newsy's top headlines. President Joe Biden is heading to Lake Charles, Louisiana, to sell his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan. He'll lean into the stagecraft of the presidency by making his case in front of a 70-year-old bridge that is 20 years beyond its intended lifespan. President Biden hopes voters will agree that higher corporate taxes can generate billions of dollars to rebuild the nation's roads, water system, and power grid. Republicans are not only arguing for a smaller bill, but that the funding should instead come from other user fees like tolls and gasoline taxes. Meanwhile, the Education Department reports that 54% of public elementary and middle schools are offering full-time classroom instruction to any student who wants it. This is up from 46% in January, according to a March survey. Almost 4 in 10 students continue to take all their classes remotely, while 2 in 10 split their time with in-person learning. The survey also highlighted racial disparities in education, noting that most Black, Hispanic, and Asian American students spent no time in the classroom. And the European Commission says the EU is ready to discuss bids to share the technology behind COVID-19 vaccines. The Commission's announcement follows the White House's decision to support a waiver of patent rights for the shots. The EU is one of the world's largest producers, exporters, and consumers of vaccines, but has so far resisted activism to remove protections. The bloc's support would boost the chances of any proposal to be approved by the World Trade Organization. Thanks for watching Newsy. Stay tuned for more headlines, plus the latest stories from around the world.